AP News for this Friday, August 6th, 2021. I'm Jackie Quinn. Economists are surprised by the growth in hiring in July. It's viewed as a sign the economy's bouncing back from the COVID-19 slowdown. The news pushed the Dow and the S&P 500 to new record highs. President Biden says even though virus cases are surging again, many people are and can be protected.
Because of our success with vaccination effort, this new Delta variant wave of COVID-19 will be very different.
More from our Sagar Magani.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says she doesn't expect any widespread restrictions that would badly hurt the economy, but the Delta spread may have some impact.
It might lead some people to curb some of their outings and spending.
The Supreme Court's being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the first time the high court's been asked to weigh in as more companies and governments mandate COVID safety measures for workers and customers. People who have already had COVID-19 might think they don't need a vaccination, but new research shows they should get the shot, cutting the risk of reinfection in half and getting new protection against virus variants. The Dixie Fire that's raging in Northern California has grown to some 700 square miles. About 2 hours south, firefighters say they're getting the upper hand on the Colfax Fire, but it destroyed about 100 homes, including that of Dale Huber's brother.
It's just ash. It used to be a bunch of cool stuff, and now it's just trash.
An official says the Biden administration's begun flying some Central American families deep into Mexico in response to an uptick in migrant families and unaccompanied children at the southern border. This is AP News. Many schools are reopening for in-person learning this month with a mixed bag of rules about face coverings.
Y'all ready for school today?
Like many states, Georgia is leaving it up to local schools to decide whether face coverings will be required. Henry County, where students are back in school, has decided not to insist on masks.
We actually operated school when the hospitals were far more strained than they are today.
Here's Henry County School Superintendent Mary Elizabeth Davis.
We are highly recommending that individuals opt for a mask as an added layer of prevention.
Parents at Tussauha Elementary had mixed feelings about the policy. Charles Dunn is a grandparent of a student at the school.
I think you should take precautions, definitely.
Americans are paying more to live in apartments as demand for housing increases. Many would-be home buyers are being forced to rent. Recent data from Zillow shows that rents jumped 7.1% in June. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.